order, and we'll ask for roll call.
Randy Ziegler.
Juan Cabrera.
Tony.
Mark, or Gary, and Mark Martin.
Mark Martin.
I looked at you. Pledge of Allegiance time.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, now we have the approval agenda, and I have two things I'd like to add to that. One being chloride on South Daggett Creek Drive, and the other is to talk about hiring another part-time maintenance worker to have kind of a third band, since Bill has quit, and, you know, just in case we need a third man around, and we'll have a discussion about that too.
Or a woman,
I'm sorry. Person.
that would be on call status?
Yes. If there's, you know, say 50 late stays, if they need some extra help to come in and help out with that, possible, you know, in the wintertime plowing, or, you know, if somebody's out on vacation or sick and we really need another person, kind of a backup type of deal, I guess. So, I need a motion on that, please.
I make a motion to accept the changes or the additions to the agenda.
Second.
Okay, yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now, do we have to pass both March and April? Or April, of course, but we have to repass March consent agenda.
First, you have open forum.
Oh. Okay. That's what I get for stepping on you. All right. Anybody care to say anything?
I have something. I have Patty Milner here on behalf of some family members and another staff member here at the bar. So she has something to say.
No, I'm kidding. On Easter, when there was the party over at the bar, Katie and Dakota, they made sugar cookies, you know, for the community, you know, to come and enjoy that. She has her cottage license and everything, so she, all they want to do is cook and bake and feed the community is what it is. So they put a big sign out and said, donation to the fire department, and they came they raised like $85.25, and they just want to give that to you guys. So,
wow.
So they didn't want any money for it. They just want to donate and help. And
that's pretty.
And Dakota would have been here to do this, but they're actually feeding some of the workers out on the road. They're having them come over, and they're giving them doing barbecue and stuff for them right now.
Sweet.
Yeah. So who wants this? Mark first.
Mark.
All right. Well, this is just a little.
Do you want a picture?
From your community. That's who did it, because they just threw money in the cup.
Well,
so
Do you want a
picture or anything at all?
Pardon?
Do you want a picture or anything at all with her giving it to you?
Ready.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. No. make a note in the paper.
It will.
Yeah. I don't really. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Go to work. Go to work.
Over there in the bar. Come after I'm working.
Thank you.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
All right. Anybody else have anything? All right. We go to the consent agenda. And Mark had a question.
You did not approve the minutes from March 11th last month because there was some things that needed to be corrected in it. So yes, we will need it. Yeah, you will need to approve them.
Can I make one motion or do I have to say?
For the whole consent agenda, just make one motion.
Okay, make a motion to accept the consent agenda as stated.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that brings us to new business and critical issues. And Mr. Pearson is the first one on the list, and we want to discuss the foundation land and road easements.
Okay, thank you, Mayor and Council. On the first one, foundation land, when I came aboard and gave me some information about this, asked me to kind of do some preliminary looking, and I know we want to have a conversation, and I've done a little bit of looking just on, based on the information that she gave me, which is basically some email exchanges between the former city attorney and I think Ann, and maybe a former city council member. I don't know a lot of details about this situation yet, so I've got to do some more, I've got to do some fact-finding about it. I don't know, for instance, and Ann, maybe you can help if we have, or anybody can help if we have contact with anybody that's on that board anymore.
I think yeah. That,
really. John Engel will be the president.
Is that John Engel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does Jeannie or Jody have any?
And Jody, I believe Jody and Jeannie are both on this.
Because John's been so difficult to...
Yeah, he just won't make a decision.
Right, so I wonder, could we go to Jeannie or Jody or...
It's Mark's wife and sister-in-law.
Okay, so Mark, can you help me make an intro with him?
Sure can. Do I just do it by email or by letter?
Yeah, I think what I'd like to do is get an email address, and so maybe if you put us together in an email to say, and Ann will get you my email, but if you got a hold of him, just sent me an email, and John an
both
email.
Both hers and John, but yeah.
And what I'd probably try to do, Mark, is probably try to schedule a phone conversation involving him and you and I, so I can get some info.
Because you guys want to pursue this, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this building across the road?
It's behind the old schoolhouse across the road. Okay.
It's the second lot north to the east.
Okay. And have they really kind of ceased to exist for about 10 years or so?
How long has it existed?
I know I can tell from the Secretary of State information that they've existed for 75 years, but...
Well, yeah.
They were incorporated for the first time in 1953, so maybe not 75, but whatever, 72, whatever that is. So have they operated, though? They
operated up until probably 10 years ago, and then, like a lot of other things, like the Boy Scouts, it just kind of went away.
Yeah. Well, people come off the board and nobody wants to step in, and it dries up sometimes.
Yep.
You know, they're incorporated as a nonprofit with the state of Minnesota, and so they're inactive.
They lost that status.
They have. So this is what I need to talk to John about, because I could help get that reinstated, so it's active again, so they can take some action, even if it's just him taking the action. The starting point would be to get them activated again, and we can do that. If they want the city to pay for what it would take to get them operational again, so then we can start to do some of the things that we need to do, would be a first step. And I would talk through that with him. But from the council
standpoint, get their taxes caught up in order to them to retain it then, so they could do something with it, or is it easier to act now that, haven't they currently lost it to tax forfeit?
I don't know that. I don't know. I have to research all of that.
I believe they are, yes, they're in arrears on their property taxes for sure 2 years.
Right.
The power's been shut off over there.
But that's not I think if I saw it right, that's not a big number of annual tax numbers, like $900.
It was, I think, $2,000 the last time I looked.
Yeah, okay.
Which is not. No.
I mean, so I think what this would involve, obviously, is the way we'd have to pitch it to John would be to say, if the foundation, whoever's on that board, even if it's just him, maybe I can fly that, but if that foundation has some interest in turning that property over to the city, then the understanding I think would have to be is that the city would pay what it would take to get that to happen. From a get the entity back reestablished so they can take official action. There's a process that's necessary then to dissolve that entity with the state and with the Secretary of State under statute, and then they would have to sign off on that, and I'd have to work with them to help them through that, I think, and then ultimately part of that dissolving, so we would revive the corporation to then put it through a dissolution process. We'd start it back up to shut it down.
Is my understanding 401c3 cannot flat out sell them?
There's a couple things that we might have to do. One thing might be just looking at some statute references. One thing we might have to do is do some sort of court-sponsored petition that would allow, because that land is essentially in trust, so to speak, because it's held by a nonprofit,
right,
to get the authorization for it to transfer over to the city might take a court process that wouldn't be terribly extensive and not a huge deal, but to get a court order that approves the foundation to turn it over to the city in keeping with its charitable purposes. But in order to do any of it, I got to give them back to life. And I think the understanding...
So it's easier to bring them back to life than just get it back from the county if the county takes it over in tax?
Well, I have to look and see what the tax status is, but yeah, I don't think we want that thing to go through the whole tax forfeit process. If it's there and the county owns it, that's another conversation altogether, and I'll find that out.
If the county does take it over, does it have to go to bid then?
I don't know that. I have to find out. I think the main thing to talk about tonight is what appetite do all of you have for me to do some work on this and build a city for it, and including right through to the end if that's necessary. Mm-hmm. And I know that's hard to approve that when you don't know what the price tag is. But I've got to get started.
Are there any approximations?
Well, I'm going to do some work at the city rate in just investigating what I need to do, and including whether it's in tax forfeit status, and if that's the case, if we can acquire it from the county, that kind of thing. If it's not, then we would talk about reviving that corporation and then get it dissolved, and then if there's a court process. So I'll have more information for you, Gary, as we go about what I think that is going to be. But for some preliminary work on this, you probably have maybe in the high hundreds or $1,000 worth of work, and maybe that's high, that the billing rate I charge you guys.
Yeah, it just kind of gives us an idea of kind of where we stand. And mm-hmm. I know there's going to be some costs associated with firing that foundation back up and, you know, some other things. I'm just trying to see about where this is going. I'm sure it's not anywhere near it if we're to try to buy it outright, you know, by any means.
Right.
But it's just kind of nice to know kind of where we're going. But as things continue, I think we'll see a lot better. I don't see it being super, super expensive, I'm guessing. You know.
If the council approves, then I'll do some preliminary work. I've started to already. I'll do some more preliminary work, and I should be in shape to at least report back to you at your next meeting about what I think the situation is.
Do you find out pretty early on how far back the tax forfeiture is?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's easy enough to find out. Yeah.
Do you want a motion on this, then?
I think we should.
Yeah. I think the motion, Tony, would be just to approve the city attorney to investigate what it might take for the city to acquire this land.
That sounds good. I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, the next thing on this bullet point in the agenda is road easements. And I got to confess, somebody needs to tell me what we're kind of talking about there. Ann and I briefly kind of talked about it, but somebody might have a better
Can you bring up the end of North Mitchell Lake Road?
Yes.
And this is just one of four or five roads we have a similar. This is actually an easier issue because the cul-de-sac is in place, but it's almost 100% on private property.
Okay. Mark, do we have a few situations like that? Is that what we're talking about
here? Yeah, there's a lot of places that were just dead ends.
So are we talking about plats where the road was dedicated to the public?
Yeah, the cul-de-sac road, road is deeded over, as you can see here. The road's deeded over, but it ends.
Yep.
Well, currently, this is the cul-de-sac right here.
Do we maintain it?
Yes.
And have we for a period of time?
As long as time has been around.
How many situations like that do we have?
North Mitchell Lake Road, Peninsula Road, West Fox Lake Road. Here's, I think, can you bring up South Eagle Lake Road?
I'm on the east, but south.
Or is it east?
I think east, I think we're pretty good on east. I'm not, as far as I know.
I don't know if it's plotted, though.
Oh, I see.
Keep going. There.
Right there? Okay. So you went east?
So see, this isn't even flat. Oh, we're here. See, this road isn't even flat.
Oh, yeah. Basically, my driveway.
But we have prescriptive rights. We maintain it. Is it improved or is it gravel or what is it?
Yes, it's gravel.
Okay.
And we've maintained it.
We plow it, back to we grade it, we do all the stuff.
Yep, we mow it, we grew, we put class 5 on it. But here again, and there is kind of a turnaround here, but not really. We have no cul-de-sacs, which our maintenance guy isn't here right now. He's out fixing a tree that's across the road. But.
So, Mark, for this example you're talking about here, this comes down to an end. So what do you do with plowing? Well, there is not a cul-de-sac there? Okay, no.
There is a big open area there that we're able to plow on to.
This is open. This is private from here on out. I don't know if we could continue it on, but we'd run into the same thing. Can I just slide this down a little bit?
Yeah, there's really no good place up there.
Okay, now this, you can go back to the south. You're right, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was thinking something else on there. Yeah, you're right, go for it. Yeah, here's the other. So we have a cul-de-sac here, and see now this one is platted. I wonder why this didn't show platted down here. See if that plat will show up going down. Too far. No,
you know,
this is
flooded. You know, it's showing that black on that end, though.
We had it
flooded?
Yeah,
in
the beginning and at the end.
See, it shows this platted.
Right, and down here. That's platted.
It platted all the way to here. That's what it is. It platted this probably whenever these were added the whole overall. But this is from this point forward, that's almost a two track. It's not even, we don't maintain any of this north-south stretch. We only maintain
to that corner.
Slide up just a little bit in. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
To that corner?
Yep, we maintain it here.
And then how do you get turned around in the winter, Mark?
Well, we plow it open. There's an open area. I mean,
lots of 3.5.
I don't think it's 90 feet, which I think is, 90 feet is kind of a industry standard for a width or something like that. I double check, but I believe for some reason that pops in my head 90 feet.
How does it get maintained, however oriented here? How does it get maintained north of there, Mark? Is it private?
Yeah, it's all private.
North and south. It actually tees down in there.
So there's actually three places south.
Yeah.
Got one, two, three, four.
Oh, there's quite a few up north there.
Eight of them going north. And I guess at one point, being that it's planted further up there, do we look into, I don't really want to add more cost than us building roads and everything, but.
There's really not a good spot up there to turn around. I mean, where we're at right now is about the best we can do.
And so that's going to be, and, you know, typically we don't allow, I read it somewhere that anything over three residents down a road is supposed to be platted, or at least have a road name.
Okay. We haven't hit that at this time.
Well, there's eight of them down there.
Oh, but they're not, oh, all right, yeah, they're not full-time, but.
Right, but there are eight residents down there.
Right.
But you, I mean, this has been triggered because that property was for sale at the end of North Mitchell Lake Road.
Correct.
Correct. So the first one we showed you at the end of North Mitchell Lake Road was for sale.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's sold, but people who were interested called us because they wanted to see the prescriptive easement that the city has to use that property.
Well, the prescriptive easement is the fact of what we've been doing. There's not some document in the world. Now, could we declare prescriptive rights over some of those? Yes, we can, but you have a situation with those non-cul-de-sac. The cul-de-sac things are one thing. Let's talk about that in the middle of it. The city's got prescriptive rights if it's maintained, you know, for a certain period of time, right? And, you know, to the width of the activity of the maintenance, whatever. And so there isn't really anything necessarily to do about that other than, I suppose, we could pass a resolution declaring that we've got prescriptive rights over whatever roads are in that inventory. The ones that are the cul-de-sacs can be fixed through a dedication from the property owner for that cul-de-sac. So that platted road comes in, stops at their property line, the platted road does, but the cul-de-sac is in there. We can get those property owners, if they're willing to do it, to give us a dedication of that cul-de-sac area that we could record, and they should want to do that because they shouldn't want to own that piece of property that the city is maintaining in that cul-de-sac, which is really for the benefit of everybody down that road, not just them. And so I had this come up in another city recently where a property owner reached out to the city clerk to say, hey, you've got this cul-de-sac and this, I've got this cul-de-sac on my property that's at the end of the plat. It's just a straight drive-in plat, and then the cul-de-sac got made there, but he didn't want to be entitled on that thing. And so we got him and another that was similar in this, you know, two plats next to each other that were just simple straight down the way plats that ended with the properties at the end. And we just got roadway dedications. I got legal descriptions for the cul-de-sac. So that took some engineering firm work to give us a legal description and a drawing to show the cul-de-sac. And I went to the property owner and showed him the drawing and showed him the legal and asked him to give us a dedication of that cul-de-sac to the city and then recorded it.
Now, on that note, how do we, like on that North Mitchell Lake, do we just take over that and they get that removed from their taxes then? Is that what they're referring to? Well, but then if we do that, that makes that lot, that creates a non-conforming lot. North, straight north. See the way that lot sits in there?
Yeah, that cul-de-sac.
That particular resident actually at this point cannot even have their own drain field. They believe they have four large septic tanks. There's yard there between the road and the house is almost all septic tanks.
Is that the only one that looks like that in our inventory?
No, unfortunately. Peninsula Road is,
Peninsula now? Do you want Peninsula now?
Yeah.
Too big difficult because there is no place for a cul-de-sac.
That was already asphalt, but there is no room for it.
Yeah, we've been plowing up in somebody's driveway, I think.
Right in front of the garage.
Yeah, because they don't come up late, but if that ever shows its hands.
That would for now, but if it changes hands, right?
So in this instance, if you look at this, we're currently plowing snow, leaving a berm of snow right here.
Because they probably come back late.
I'm not sure.
It's hard to see, but there's a car length, so you're only four car lengths between the corner of that garage and the corner of this garage. And there's barely, like I said, currently we're leaving the snow right here.
Or only recourse on the
We have no snow storage out there, and we plow this.
Costly.
Which I don't know if we're considering that part of our turn route. I wasn't on council or even around back when they, must have been around when they asked, because this is all asphalt. It was asphalted by the city.
Yeah, and that's when we were in the old building, so that's been over 20 years.
It's just so hard to go to a homeowner, and I don't know what kind of legal we have on it. As far as going to it, say, oh, we're going to take over this, and you're no longer going to have, I don't know, because technically we should be storing the snow on our own property.
Are any of these owners that you're talking about, are they complaining about where you store the snow?
No, nobody's complained at this point. We're just trying to
get ahead of it.
Yeah. And we have had one on North Mitchell that's currently for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also had, if you can bring up the end of Shamrock, so the east side of Eagle Lake. Oh, you zoomed way out.
He said.
And this has recently been subdivided. And with our prior planning and zoning, I got there a little bit late to head them off and try to get this before we allowed them to subdivide. Would have been the ideal time to increase the size of that little.
To make it into a little cul-de-sac?
At least make a golf club out of it or something, you know what I mean? Just to give us the space.
Well, you've got lots of different unique situations here that could be handled different ways. There's that declaration I talked about for the easy one, the first one we looked at. The other one that had the lot that was pretty tough, that was showing where it kind of comes around there. We probably could just seek an easement from that property owner, not ask for, a roadway declaration. Some of these things we probably could declare by resolution the best we can without getting legal descriptions, what areas we regard to be prescriptive. With some of this GIS mapping and some of that, that situation you just showed me there, where that could be an inquiry to the property owner, but whether they'd give us a little turnaround there, and if they did, we'd have to get a legal description for that and drawing, like I talked about earlier. This probably takes a discussion. You're the road guy, right?
Yes.
Is there anybody else on the council that's a road guy, or is it just you?
Randy's got some road experience, playing tar.
What this might be is just a separate meeting between you and I and Ann, where we go through these and we get a kind of an inventory of what they are, and then we kind of game plan what each one is and how we would sort of approach it.
Would this involve Bethany too, planning and zoning?
No. I mean, you could. I would never say no, but I.
The thing is, when planning and zoning gets involved, like this one in particular, if we take this. All of a sudden, this lot becomes a non-conforming.
Yeah, and that's the one I was talking about. If we just simply got an easement from them, not dedicated to the public, but some easements for roadway maintenance, probably some different ways to tackle those. And yes, Bethany sure could be part of that conversation, but if we got an easement there, it wouldn't render that, well, it wouldn't render that land any more non-conforming than it might already be. Could I say it that way?
Right.
I think this is the most important one right now, correct?
They're all kind of.
They are. And the end of West Fox Lake Road has been kind of a.
You know where I've gone with that one for 12 years almost now.
So maybe he's right. If we just maybe have a little sub meeting.
And go through some of these and then kind of get an idea about how we approach each one. Some of it might require some legal description work by our engineering firm, some of it might not. Mm-hmm. You know, with the prescriptive rights stuff, it doesn't involve stuff like this, but just the question of, are we okay putting snow here, putting snow there? If people are having problems with that, then there's nothing really to address, so to speak, other than what might make sense as a resolution of the council for some of those areas. That identify them by property identification number and some things like that, and just basically an inventory of what we think our prescriptive rights are.
So on that one that we showed you earlier, like on Peninsula Road, we were actually leaving our winter snow right in front of his garage. What do you recommend we do on something like that? I mean, if that property turns over, it's a real narrow lot to begin with, is the point. And we're...
It's a dumb question, but isn't there a way to push it back out?
I think we'd end up having to go to dump trucks, having to dump truck it out, wouldn't we?
We would almost have to dump. There is a little spot further down that you can spread. I mean, lift the blade, then go. I don't know how you get
push
it
back
the
other way, and instead of pushing in, pushing back. But yeah, it's so populated there.
The end of all. That row is 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5. Cabins, right?
Yeah, as I see it, I think hauling it over with a dump truck would be our only real option.
Well, it might, listen, as part of, if the council authorizes us to, you and I and Ann at least, to act as sort of a little subcommittee on this, some of that might just take a little tour to jump in the truck and let's run down here and see what it looks like. So
right.
these are some kind of rough ideas for how we tackle some of these things, and nothing definite, but... Let's plan to get together if that makes sense to the council and try to work through some of these things and see how, whether it's a combination of a road dedication like you described, if it's an easement, or if it's just a resolution that declares that we have prescriptive rights. That's nothing that would get recorded with Crow Wing County. Some of these other things would. Just depends on every one of those looks a little bit unique.
I see the property is still listed too on Zillow at the end of North Mitchell Lake Road. So,
I mean, do you need a motion on that to set up the committee? Or is it just.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Make a motion. That we set up Mark and Ann and Tom Pearson to look into some of the cul-de-sacs in the city. Some road issues, I don't know. Anything up along, anything else that comes up too.
I'll start here.
Hey, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Before he leaves, then, I'm just wondering if you want to, at the end of the agenda, under purchasing and personnel, we have discussed purchasing additional property. Do you have any questions for him about how to proceed if you so do make a motion tonight to... I've never been a part of the city purchasing any property before, so...
But actually, it worked because we purchased property from the peninsula from the county.
That was easy, though. They did it. This is different.
This is almost as easy.
What are we talking about doing?
Over at the golf course here. And then
so
you
the 5 acres, we're going to just bring it up there quick. I'll fill them in. We've got one of our residents purchased the old golf course, 140 acres, and has agreed to... Well, we've opened negotiations as far as possibly buying 5 acres directly across from the fire hall.
Right out here.
Okay.
Yeah, roughly that section right there she's circling. In order to, our fire hall maintenance is bulging at the seams like the rest of the communities. and we're looking at moving one or the other, or possibly both, over across the street.
Okay. What, any talk about what price would look like?
Yes, we have. We made an offer, I think, haven't we?
I mentioned it to them. How did $7,500 an acre sound? They kind of, yeah, make us an offer. So they're just waiting for you to make a formal offer.
Okay. I guess with that, is there any input that you'd have, suggestions or comments that would make us things go a little easier?
We need a legal description.
Well, that's going to require a survey, and if we're not going to buy it, I wouldn't want to spend the money on a survey. I'd like to buy it, but can we buy it pending a survey? Mm-hmm. It's all high ground. Mm-hmm. That's your point. It does have, there's a wet, there's a current, the county has a catch basin right there, that dark spot right there.
Okay.
That's just a rock catch basin.
I just, my question for you is, do we just drop a purchase agreement, or do I just do a verbal offer? They're friends of some of us. Mm-hmm. The proper way to do this, to start the ball rolling.
Would be this. Get me some rough particulars. You've got the property identification number. How many acres?
Okay, I've got that all marked out.
What the rough idea is for a price to acquire all the land that you're talking about.
Okay.
And then I would put together what I would call like a letter of understanding or something that would say the city is interested in purchasing, you know, this much acreage in this, on this property identification number. That would have to be defined by a legal description and a survey. The proposed purchase price is X. The city would like some concept approval of the owner to convey for that price, for that much acreage. And if we can get that, then the city would proceed to bear the expense of getting the survey work, the legal description creation, and we would use that to put together a purchase agreement.
Okay.
So we'd want something from them where they'd sign off on it saying, yeah, we agree to what the nuts and bolts of this is. Go ahead, city. Depend on this letter of understanding to go ahead and hire that work that we need to populate a purchase agreement.
Okay. Then I know you got to get to Emily. One quick question, or maybe we can handle it tomorrow. Emily, our bar manager here, is thinking about hiring a 14-year-old to do some kitchen work. I reached out to the league today. They gave me some references.
No, send them to me then, so I can vet them.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, listen. I mean, we do this all the time, right? Okay. We go to the league and they give us some information, and then that becomes the underpinning for me to help. That at least gives me some source to look at some stuff to give you an opinion, because you know what the league says. Yep. Here's a bunch of stuff, but
we're
talk to
your
city attorney. Yeah.
Right.
So whatever they've given you is a good start to it.
But
they'll stop short of saying, this is what is the rule.
Yep.
But if you help me with that, that'll save a lot of digging around from the start.
Great.
Wonderful.
That's it. I got
I don't think I have anything else.
I'm good for now.
Hand, so you'll get me info on that.
Yep. I'll get you info.
Sorry to make you come over here, Tom, but some things are easier done.
No, this is fine. I was planning to do this. No, I was going to be on Zoom, which is not my preference anyway.
I neither.
But then I need to hustle over to Emily because they needed me. So I told Ann today I'll be in person on the way by. I'll fly by as the attorney, right? You put me at the front, they put me at the back, we can make it work.
And keep me posted, because if you're going to be over there, I'll visit with counsel, they might want you here.
They try to keep me on Zoom as much as they can, because, you know, oftentimes what we discuss takes shorter than it takes me to get here and back.
Yeah.
But, in the times that I need to be there, which is not super frequent, then yes, we could combine.
Let me know, Okay.
All right, thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
You bet, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to move on to the next item. Request to establish a subcommittee for cannabis regulations. And that's on page 10. And this is kind of generated by Bethany from Planning and Zoning, and she has...
Where does she defend herself?
Bye.
Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you. There is, you know, she has a proposal that it'd be a one person from the city council. Bob Stancer said he would, from Planning and Zoning, probably the clerk and Bethany to sit in on this committee. And it doesn't look like it'd be a great amount of time spent, about 2 to 3 hours, a single meeting. So I guess we need some, a motion on that.
I make a motion.
Or is there any discussion of hers?
Well, who did you have in mind to have be the council member?
I would ask for a volunteer.
I would volunteer.
Okay.
That's awesome.
And then may it be between Jess and I, depending on...
Yeah, okay. I think either one of you.
Great.
And on that note, I'll make a motion that we start a subcommittee for requesting establishment for review of cannabis regulations with Tony, Bob, and it's Joyce and Bethany. That's it, man.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, then we move on to the approval of the Golden Eagle liquor license.
I just need a motion. They have submitted the appropriate paperwork and the payment on that. So I just need a motion that you approve the Golden Eagle liquor license.
Okay.
We make a motion for the approval of Golden Eagle liquor license.
Second.
Yeah, motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. One discussion. Are they still doing their water research on their own?
Yes, I met with them this spring.
Okay.
I've met with them every year since I've been on the council.
Okay. That's
all right. Yep, I met with Aaron and Bethany sat in on the last meeting.
I just wondered if that was still in place.
Okay, so now we have a vote.
Aye.
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 All right, and then we have a review ordinance 95-01 licensing and regulating the sales and consumption of intoxicating liquor and wines.
I didn't see that in the packet.
I didn't put the whole ordinance in there because what I'm asking for, and this is coming from the state of Minnesota as well, is our liquor license now for Golden Eagle or anyone else that would come in runs from July 1st to June 30th. And it's highly recommended. Other cities do calendar year. It's very cumbersome for us and for them to be dealing with all this when the seasons are starting. So Carl Albrecht at Minnesota Department of Alcohol and Gambling had said I would need to have our ordinance amended. So I'm just asking permission tonight for me to bring back an ordinance amendment changing the date to the calendar year. Yep, so I would actually bring back the amendment to you. We'd have to hold a public hearing, and then with that, you could approve then at the next council meeting.
It just makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we need to vote on this?
Just make a motion that, yes, you would like to amend the ordinance to change the date of the liquor licensing to the calendar year.
All right.
I'll make a motion to change the liquor license dates to run from January 1 to December 31st.
Second.
We have okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Update on 50 Lakes Day, June 21st, and that's on page 11.
Everything's rolling along, and the ladies can certainly jump in if they want to. As you can see, everything is planned out by the flyer. We had a little meeting today to discuss just some of the little things that we're tending to, kind of some cleanup stuff. And the biggest thing I think we're looking at now is our vendors. We last year we had the bounce houses between the mailboxes and that light pole over there, the inflatables, and the train rides went through the parking lot. It was awesome. People were very responsive of that instead of having everything over there and they're segregated. Tony did her games on Town Hall Road, and with that we were thinking, wouldn't it be neat to have a dock going across the rain garden for people to walk back and forth to kind of bridge that gap? We do have part of a dock section from the off sale when you had a boat in there. It might be too late now, but I'm not going to give up on it. If council would so entertain putting a dock across there, and then probably have to put a railing, because then our thought is to put the inflatables over on Town Hall Road for the day. So, open to discussion.
I wonder if we could talk to like a dock vendor out of Cross Lake or something. No, I wasn't actually thinking of you, but when I looked at you, what the heck?
Oh, no doubt, light bulb.
You know, just if they may have an older one used or something that they care to. And I didn't think you wanted, you weren't the one I was thinking of, but when I looked at you, yeah, that kind of changed. But, I mean, we could maybe contact somebody for that.
We are still looking for volunteers for 50 Lakes Day as well. I'd like everyone, if you could start spreading the word to people you're speaking to. I do announce it every week here at the bar. But so far, I only have one slot filled out for one of the activities.
Yeah, it'd be nice if for the people that do the meat raffles and stuff, if we could just have a little list of things that stays with our packet so that we have announcements and we all announce it.
Yeah.
I'd be glad to.
I do discern, yeah, do having that for you to do on Mondays.
Uh-huh. And Thursdays.
So, I do it on Thursdays.
Okay.
So I'm here, but usually I'm on Mondays. But I will get you something.
Do we want to put up a big poster somewhere?
Well, I have the clipboard hanging by the door on the hooks.
Well, something really that catches the attention.
But also word of mouth is powerful too. So, yep.
Well, we need more signage too about just the raffle tickets, and I did hang up some today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's on all the napkin holders, they're still in there, right?
Yes.
There's information on 50 Lakes Day and stuff. Part of putting the bounce houses over here too, if you recall last year, it was so crowded. I mean, the few picnic tables we had for families to sit at while their kids were playing. I mean, in it grew. We had so many people and the most vendors ever last year. And I've had comments from people saying, well, is there going to be more room? Are you going to spread out as this grows? And they're like, well, that's all we got. So by putting those docks in and allowing, you know, families to walk across to the bounce houses, we could spread those bounce houses out a little bit, more picnic tables around them. And then kind of keep maybe the food trucks still kind of in the back there, but where families can easily come over and get some food and then sit on the picnic tables.
I think it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking at moving more of the crowd that is currently out on the north lot over here and moving them onto the road, the Town Hall Road then?
Just the
we only had parking out there last year.
Yeah. Right, and that's what I mean. No, there was only parking?
Only parking. Yeah, the vendors didn't like it because they said it's too secluded over there.
Yeah.
And then parents said, too, they want to be with their kids where all the action is.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So. Isn't the action going to... And I agree with that. But looking forward, as this splash pad hopefully is done by then, going to be gravitating that direction?
That way. That would be great.
That's... what I'm thinking, and that's right, this whole thing goes back to getting that property and having, and look at how much, and if you could set up maintenance, well, you wouldn't want a bunch of kids over there now because there's all kinds of
junk
stuff.
Yeah.
Trailers, implements.
So even if for this year we could put them on Town Hall Road with that
dock,
but look at for next year, clearing more of that and utilizing the parking lot behind the community center. which is then going to tie families to the splash pad and the park.
And that's where, in the defense of Chester, I mean, granted, we can go procure a couple 10-foot dock sections and make that a crossing, but it still puts him involved with putting it together, making sure it's stable, and putting railing on it. And at this point, until the roads are chlorided, I would like you to go easier on them and not give them anything to do to worry about the roads for the next 10 days.
Listen, my kind of
Chester,
is very
you small. Have 10 days before chloride shows up.
Yeah, Matt, I've said that that really should be his priority.
That's his number one priority for the next 10 days. Granted, we haven't had any rain at the moment, but he did have a water truck out yesterday.
I see
watering
that,
roads and trying
no,
to get
I agree. That's problems. His deal right now. But.
Yeah, getting the roads squared away is going to be number one until the roads are chloride.
Well, he's not feeling like he can do much with them right now because there's been
so
no
he
rain.
He can wet them down and soak them down with the fire truck, just like Chad did.
Yeah, he was kind of hoping for that Friday rain, I know, too. He was hoping for that and getting out on that, too.
Okay.
Lori, in our fire rescue meeting a couple of weeks ago, was there an issue with Bingo that they couldn't hear?
Oh, the speakers. And we've kind of talked about that, too.
Okay,
and we're going to bring one of our radio speaker things over there. So, yeah.
Yeah, the watering of the roads, I know ours is just horrible. I'm on the corner, so it just drips right through my yard. My house, you...
Yep, you pray for the east wind, don't you?
Oh, gosh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
But, so they water, so how long does that last? So
well, not long at all, but all he's doing is watering it so he can soften it up. Because right now, when you run down around the road,
it's not for
dust. Now you keep the dust down.
Darn. It's just for him to be able to drain it decently.
Yeah. Okay, but today he watered because we had complaints on West Fox.
Oh, all
with
right.
No intention of grading it.
Oh, all right.
It was just to appease someone down there.
All right, in about 10 days.
Oh,
so.
Thank goodness, but yeah, it's just that.
Just pray
to me, it's kind of a waste of time for him to keep watering unless he's going to do something with it after he waters it, because he could use his time doing something else, because
right,
it wasn't
right.
going to last very long.
No, right. It's just
you know, a couple hours later, telling him he's doing the same thing he did before he watered.
Right, and that's
what that's just me, anyways.
Yeah, the watering is nothing more than softening the gravel so it can work itself.
Okay, this will be Emily's first 50 Lakes Day. I know she's kind of nervous about it, but it's going to be great. And I think that's it, unless you guys have anything to add. Just promote it. Tickets are on sale.
I do have
and volunteers.
Some, yeah, I do have. A couple extra bartenders that I know that are coming out about that day. So, I was really worried about not having, I'm closing the kitchen. I want money to go towards the fire department and things are happening outside. I do not need that chaos inside. So I just want to make sure I have enough people pouring drinks because, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's it.
All right. Then we move on to the CD renewals.
Okay, I waited as long as I could to get the rates on that, so this shouldn't take too long. I would like to recommend to council, because of our audit costs, the auditor has recommended we do some combining of our investments.
What?
Our audit costs are, have increased because of all the investments that we have. So he would like to see us combine some. So right now we have 4 CDs coming due. 3 are for the city general fund, 1 is for the road fund. The rates are dropping. Ruth at First Western Bank said she went and talked to the bigwigs. They were not in agreement, but she pushed, but they would do a 12-month at 4.25%. And then, First National, they can only do a 7-month at 4.25%. So I would like to recommend we move all 4 to First Western. I mean, we have 2 there now, but to move the other 2 and combine them into 1.
Okay.
all four of them into one, even though three of them are for general, one's for roads?
Yep.
So how do we keep track of the roads?
I don't think we can do that. I think we gotta keep that road one separate.
Why couldn't I just track it separate? To figure out 4.25% on the value's good, if the value's higher, it's not 104,000, it's more than that. Because I don't touch it. I don't do receipts or dispersed, but once a year. So if I put that into the beginning balance with the interest, then when it renews, I put in my receipt for the interest from the bank based off of that number. I calculate that at 4.25%.
Okay.
What do we want to hear? We've got four general CDs. Five. We want you want to consolidate them. Maybe we should start earmarking them for. Are we going to need any of them for the splash pad? Does the splash pad stand on its own currently?
The splash pad, we have spent about $180,000, and the balance we have on that, but we will get tax levy money, $248,000. So about $68,000 left. Our portion, but things are coming in lower, as I was explaining to Gary, so then our portion will be lower.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or do we earmark these for possibly our portion? I'm sure we'll get grants to help build a new fire hall just to alleviate the problem next door. And 300,000 is not going to buy the new one, but that's going to be 30% or better of. And we need to find a plan for where these are going to go too, I believe.
I was just going to keep the three as general and then the one as roads, unless, I mean, I can still do the investment and you guys can earmark it, you know, or change that earmark as far as I'm concerned.
You know, with this upcoming fire department, not that we have to earmark it this second, but, keep it together.
So I'm just thinking, we keep building it. We seem like we buy another one every year. That's why we've gotten so many.
Right, right.
And actually, I believe the $100,000 for
Northgate
is already in the account. Is it not? Or is
you're
it
sitting good, and yeah, then you'll get a big payment, probably over $100,000 from the tax levy in June. First payment.
You just brought up something very good in the discussion we had earlier about purchase of property. Where are we going to find that money?
Yeah.
And with that being said, I see we've got two more CDs, one more in the general coming up in August, and that's only 31.
Well, and that's earmarked for general capital equipment, which could probably be used for land purchase. I'd have to confirm that.
But we certainly need that and then some.
Yeah. Well, it'd be 37.5, so I think you'd be okay.
All right.
Well, then closing costs and, you know, whatever else that entails.
You know, so I guess that's the one thing, and chloride in the Northgate Lane, those are kind of three of our biggest, bigger purchases that I can foresee.
Yeah.
So they were all budgeted too. They're not.
They're right.
In the budget in the account.
Yeah, you know, and the road maintenance were looking pretty good. That at this point, just what I see there would cover both the chloride and paving Northgate. Mm-hmm. And I think that in July we'll be getting more money for that account, correct?
June.
So those two projects could very easily, I think, be covered by roads, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so.
So it'd just be a matter of the purchasing this property, and
are you feeling like you want to cash in one of the four we're looking at tonight?
Well, we need that one in, or that one in August might come appropriate.
Okay.
And then we'd have, we could add a little bit to that out of our general fund if needed.
Well, and you could tap into the fire department to purchase the land. You could tap into roads if you're going to put a road building over there.
Yeah, fire department would be a good place to go if, you know, because that's kind of
if it's going to be their building on it.
Almost over the year mark for us. So. I think with that being said, we're in pretty good shape, but, you know, it's a matter of do we want to combine these four.
So the first Western, that's a...
It's a 12-month at 4.25%.
Wasn't there another one for seven?
7 months at 4.25%. They couldn't go out.
The one thing I see is I think we're starting to get a downward trend on our on everything, and I think if we could get in on that 4.25 for 12 months, we'd be better off than doing it for seven, because I think at the end of 7 months, it's the interest rates are going to be trending downward like they are now.
And it is at the end of the year when we do the when we're out in the auditors, this will clean up some of this here. Exactly. That is such a mess.
Yep.
And it should cost us a little bit less by doing this.
So we'd save some money. We'd save money by doing this too.
You got some maturing in May this year. And you had seven months here to start next year or so. You might look at it that way with how many months do you go into 2026?
Right.
And if you're going to be trying to clean these up, do you want to see about make sure you make a notation for that first one that we've got for the 50 Lakes Lake property, the FFLP? The one that's due in August, make sure that comes back due around in April, and then we'll combine those, right? Yeah.
Yeah, not a bad idea, although.
Yeah.
That's going to clean your books up some more. Because that's all one, we just put them in at different times.
Well, and then we've got the liquor store, the $50,000 that's coming due in July, of which do you want to have the liquor store make a donation to the city of any sort?
That's in July.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by then we'll know where we are sitting with the splash pad, right?
Yep.
And now I know you already told us, but is the park already covered then with everything, or is that, could that go to the park?
We should be fine once we get, you know, our next payment for tax levy, and then we get reimbursed. You know, we're also getting what we pay, it's matched from the DNR. So I can do four draws, but I can't do a draw until that part of the project is complete. So the splash pad, I can get a draw as soon as it's complete, but that includes the sidewalks, the pad in between the pickleball courts, and the shade. That's all one. So when that's done, I can ask for a draw.
We're going to be done by the time we can pull a draw there.
Yeah. So it might be cashing that one in.
We can make that decision when we get there, because I don't know where we're sitting.
Yeah.
So by July we'll know if that whole thing can go over there.
All right, so I guess on this, I think, Randy, you were saying you'd like to keep one out maybe on that 7 month just in case.
Yeah, just to give you a little cushion.
Does anybody else have any thoughts or comments?
I like that thought.
And with that being said, which one would we hold?
Well, you're going to separate out that road one.
Yeah, we'd want to separate that road one.
Yeah, that's what I'd do then.
Yeah.
Do the road one for 7 months, tie the other three together.
Yep. I think that's it.
I can go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can go
okay.
With that.
Can you make a motion to that somewhere?
Go ahead and make a motion on that.
I make a motion, we keep the First National Bank CD number 6432 in a 7-month CD. And CDs with First Western as CD number 3344, 3387.
Hang on a second, Mark. I don't think we're right on you're saying that. I think this is the one we want to keep out. And we want to combine these three. You just kept this one out.
Did I?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. This one doesn't say roads. This one does. That's why I was looking at this one.
Oh, here we got general views. That's roads there.
All right. Okay, we're going to start over at this point. We're going to do the Pine River CD 3693. That's under roads. We're going to do that in a 7-month CD. The other three CDs, two of them being at First Western, one at First National, numbers 3344 and number 3387 and number 6432. We're going to tie them all together for the 13-month, correct?
12-month
CD.
Yep.
Okay, I have a motion.
Second.
Have a second.
You repeat what I said, though.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, then, let's see, where are we at now? Okay, we're down to planning and zoning. Staff report, and I don't think there's a whole lot to report on there. Stephanie's not here. You got anything to say, Juan?
Yeah, I can read the report, basically, if it needs to be.
I think it was all pretty much status quo. And so with that, I think we'll just go ahead and move on to Tony and Parks.
Okay. You've got some of the bids in your packet, M15 for the drain fields.
Did, on that, did Andrew ever get back to you?
He did, and he said he would go down to 4,000 on his bid.
Okay.
And his included chamber. Mark, help me out.
The chambers.
And not rock?
It's a style okay. of train field.
Okay.
Is there a plus or minus to that compared to a long
Andrew said no, there's not. He just did it because the hauling of the rock is a little costlier. He'd probably have to make two trips. And he did say, as far as the grass seeding undisturbed areas, Wanabo said they did not include that. That is not included. And Andrew said that that's part of what, I don't know if it's something, a regulation or something, but it's his standard. It's his standard to do that.
With the mound, you have to do it with a gravity system. It's not going to run off and compromise the field. So it's not as critical in a gravity system like we're dealing with over there.
Okay. So Wanabo's wasn't as detailed, and that's, you know, not their fault. But I did have Jess ask them if they would clear and remove the brush and stumps and the trees. They said no. Strip topsoil and place the side. They said we usually just spread it out over the drain field. Tie into the existing pump and install a new drop box, yes. Inspection pipes, yes. Final grade with existing topsoil, yes. Grass seed disturbed area, no. And then if we do want the removal of the existing drain field, that would cost an extra $1,000.
There's your money for that, is there?
No, pull the pipes and cover it.
Be done. So it's up to you. Andrew is at 4,000, Isaac's at 3160.
I make a motion to accept Isaac Wanabo Excavating at 3160.
A second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Let me go to fire and rescue, Randy.
Thank you, Mayor. Talked with Jesse a little bit. He was at the ball game, so wanted me to just hit a few highlights of the last meeting. And for the month of April, they only had one CO2 alarm come in, and it turned out to be false. So they've gone a month without a he's got in here that he's starting to receive some of the gear that the chamber voted on here a couple months ago. I know they have some more tanks and what have you, and that extends their ability to fight fires. Before that, they had to go back and refill all those tanks, so that's a good thing. He's got six members going to participate in the CPR course on Thursday at 6 in the fire hall.
Question on that, Randy. How many people can we get into that course?
You know, the gal that said, she said she could do up to 40.
Oh, wow.
But I don't think we have room in that space to do.
I guess, and then I'm wondering, you know, if possible, I'd like to sign up and along with my wife. Is that available to the public?
Yes, if there are any open spots, it was going to go to the fire department first.
Right.
And then any city employees, and then it was open to the public.
I would like every city employee to attend a CPR thing.
Yeah.
And if they can't do this one, I'd like to see another class come. I mean, we have an AED in the bar, and if you don't know how to use it, and it is easy and it talks you through it, and you people can tell you that, but if you have never been in a situation where somebody's down, and you've got to go get it, and then you've got to open it up, and then it's stress. It's a lot of stuff going on. And I think everybody should be trained in it.
I know Mark did go over it with the employees here not so long ago.
That's good. Did they do hands-on, though?
No,
did they touch it? Did
they?
It was just a quick basic. I don't think
it should be done with another problem.
It certainly should.
But are you, how are you going to require it for all the employees?
Strongly recommend that they
purchase. Highly recommend?
Yeah, I think that would be good wording.
We need to know the class is going to be Thursday night.
6 o'clock at the community center. So you
well, like I say, maybe I'll inquire a little later in the week and see if there are any openings.
There's only six people signed up right now, so okay. There is.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
I'd like to hopefully see more. Mm-hmm. Firemen and city employees sign up. So again, I'll hold back on signing up myself. Yeah.
I'll hold back and only do a second one. I mean, I already know how to run it and stuff too. So
yeah, it's been a while for me, but it's a good refresh.
Have you had any interest in staff?
I really just kind of didn't know it was scheduled. I guess, but I don't have any staff that I don't think could make it, especially on a Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday night.
So yeah, it's
okay. I did. I thought I forwarded you an email.
Now that I think about it, and you know, I can probably do that. I've been certified two or three times in the past, so it's.
Yeah, I think I'll do it. Jess was gonna see, but we will do a second one.
Yeah,
but I want to confer with you, and you know,
and
with your staff.
By staff.
Yeah. And if it has to be, we'll talk with this person. If it has to be a Tuesday morning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. The state is looking into create a cooperative wetland crew from throughout the state of Minnesota to help with the wild land fires in the Arrowhead area. And East Creek says they keeping in the context of keeping an eye on that for them to participate in the looks like they've been doing a little bit of good housekeeping over maintenance and getting rid of some equipment, but parts and of what we don't need to get that cleaned up. A good point with with our shindig coming up, and we should make it. We'd have to run that to clean that up. There's a lot of foot traffic, but that's about all I have.
We've already cleaned up a lot of there.
Yeah.
I just have a question, and it's from a past. I don't know, last month or the month before, but is there anything been done about the signs on the front of the fire hall, the faded paling? Anything been done on the signs?
I don't believe any. It keeps getting brought up, but as far as ain't nothing. Was Jesse
going to look into that?
I thought Jesse was
going to
look into that. Or someone.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
I don't. I like that. It keeps getting brought up. Whether anything might push that forward, I don't know.
When I know the one light, is there a light over both signs, or just the one?
I have no idea.
Don't go by that.
Well,
like,
it's that for years, I don't know. Yeah, you read the light.
Well, the one, the south one is always on, and then this north one, if there is one, is not on. So the little red lights are all on, but. I just didn't know, is there a light burnt out, or did someone hit the switch? But it hasn't been on at all.
We can ask Chester.
Mm-hmm. Note for Chester to look into it.
Yeah.
Chester's busy.
Yeah.
Chester's real busy.
Yeah,
so we're going to keep him that way for a while.
Well, we can look too and see if there's a light switch or something, because I know we have some that say leave on.
All right. Anything else? Nothing else, Randy?
Nope, that's it.
Okay.
And on the note of Chester, he tried taking the tractor over to the Peninsula Road to take the tree out, and the tractor died on my way. I walked back and got.
Oh, when did he call?
Why didn't he call someone?
That was 45 minutes ago.
Oh, yes.
So.
Anyway. His first official council meeting, too.
And he'd rather sit here with air conditioning and walk down the road at 90 degrees.
All right, well, just to make Chester feel better, we can approve Chester Borntrager's cell phone stipend. And we've got a motion on the
second.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
And as you see there, we also have bids for
something.
For the new boiler.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I jumped past you there.
It's all right. He's turned it over. Got a lot of stuff on these
pages. Yeah, so we'll go back to Mark with road construction and maintenance.
Looking these over, they all seem to be apples to apples material. But I would like to make the motion that we have cross-lake heating and air now.
$8,568. I think you're going to say the same.
Yeah, then I've got $975 something that somebody else bid that wasn't included.
Okay, what I came up with Cross Lake, because we should actually put
He has a motion, though.
I'm sorry?
Technically, he has a motion. We should have a second, then discussion.
I second. No discussion.
Okay. With that, we've got to add some things into two of these bids. Mm-hmm. So, Cross Lake, by my view, comes in at
$9,543. Yep, that's what I got too.
Maverick is at that $10,900, and North Country is at $10,321.29. So I just wanted to make that very clear, because we've got to add that autofill deal. Okay. So I think your motion is still good,
it's
other
still
than the price, maybe.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do a blanket for cross lake heating and air to install. Did you go in with in addition to add the autofill?
Yeah, I think so. I have a motion.
I'll second that.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
just one quick point here. I think we could go ahead and accept it, but tell him there's really no hurry in getting it in.
No.
Well, they have told it like August.
Right. I just want to make sure that we've gotten the funds back so everything's good on that.
Do you want this to be a shared cost between the fire department and the city?
Fire department's not doing very well right now.
I know.
I just have to ask because we share
yep.
the bills over there, so.
I guess.
Or do you want to, you know, once I tell them the bid has been accepted, we see where our monies
it's
are.
It's still a city building.
It is.
Yeah. We can just, okay. I think the city can just take it.
Okay.
This one. I know that fire department is struggling. I'll give them a little relief.
There are a couple other things that Bruce Chester is here to review the chloride, but I've had requests to have chloride added to just maybe 600 or 800 feet, just down to that there's two residents on
South Daggett.
Daggett Creek Drive.
There you go.
And now we did add to the agenda, and
so I would like to add that it's the estimated 650, but it could be as much as 800. He didn't measure it. He was just trying to remember off the top of his head.
Should we vote on that, or do we want to vote on that?
Do we need a vote?
You could certainly make a motion to include it. I mean, it's going to up. You know, the
up
budget,
the
but it can't up it that much, I wouldn't guess.
Right.
Would it?
Would you refresh me? Where is South Daggett Drive? It's Daggett Creek Drive. It's the first, as you take a left here, it's the first right.
Oh, across the
okay.
Before, before you cross the bridge.
Before the bridge. Before the bridge. Okay.
It's the landy.
Okay. And I guess we're only asking to go to the first two residents because beyond that,
there's nothing.
There's really nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that a city road?
Yes.
It is.
It used to have a minimum maintenance road on it, which I don't know if Eldon took it down or Bill took it down, but as more and more people go.
So do we plow that entire road?
I know how you feel.
That road has a cul-de-sac.
It does. It does.
There's no cul-de-sac.
That can bring your snow over there.
Do you wish it was covered in snow right now? Wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, not bad, yeah.
I would like a motion, yeah.
Okay.
I would like to make a motion that we include Daggett
Creek Drive.
Creek Drive to the tune of 800 feet in the chloride.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye. All right.
Aye.
All thank you.
Thank you.
And then Chester's looking to see if he can't recruit another part-time maintenance person.
Yep.
So then we go ahead and run an ad for another part-time or not.
Thank
you.
Thank you. I guess we could run an ad or I don't know if he really needs it. I don't know.
Do you want to run an ad and go through the whole process of interviewing and all that?
Well, if someone would be up to council to interview for a part-time person, that would be up to Chester and possibly myself.
Okay.
Or Gary, another person sits in with them.
Would you like to advertise it internally first?
Sure. Rick, you want another job? Another hat to wear. That's my advertising tools. Who wants another hat to wear?
Right here.
We might have solved the problem.
I'm serious. If you would like some part-time, I don't know how busy 50 Lakes Day is for sure. Now and then, I think his current Greg Vukovic only can work on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And he has bowling on Thursday and something else on Friday, and he won't give up bowling or whatever he does on Friday. So
I got Mondays and Fridays open, sometimes Thursday, Thursdays on the weeks.
That really kind of fits good.
Right. And you could just give a gesture on that. Like I said, Book is always a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. He's just kind of got that. But he just doesn't want to take on anymore.
He's semi-retired.
He pretty much is retired, but he just does. Everybody needs entertainment.
Well, he's already a city employee, so you're already.
He told me flat out it pulls at 10 o'clock every Thursday morning. You're not getting in the way. It's like, okay. Remember when we went in between maintenance people.
Right. But I think the biggest thing then is to have Rick and Chester meet. They've never met, so.
I would be more than happy to introduce somebody. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so if you know, Chester needs them in between now and then, he can certainly bring them on. And then if you want to officially hire him next month, or you want to do it tonight?
We can just agreeing, we can just.
Well, you won't know how much you're going to pay him or anything, though, tonight.
Well, maybe you should be. Yeah. How much you got to get?
Where did Book start at?
How many?
Book started at 20.
20? But that was.
How many hours are you thinking?
Oh. Yeah, it's really erratic, you know.
Yeah, it depends on snow, too. I mean, it might be a snowfall issue.
Right.
Or it could be any time.
Well, and I think that's where you need to sit down with them, make sure he has the license to do that, run the plow truck. If he doesn't, maybe you want him to get it.
He doesn't. You don't have to have a CDL. You can just drive the blue truck.
Right.
Or that, the blue truck, the little
red truck. Yeah.
He's got the medical.
Well, I got a commercial.
Medical car.
Yeah.
Yep. To drive the C5500 I got right now. It's only a single axle, no air brakes. So I got
right, and that's what you'd be driving.
Right.
Over here. That's
right.
But I think Chester, you should visit with Chester, because I think Book does not want to plow snow with the big dump truck.
Doesn't.
So I think Chester's thinking, okay, if I bring someone on, I want them, if they don't have the license to do it, I want them to get it. So he can count on someone.
Well, if that's the case, the city would help you pay to get a Class B license.
What's the difference between that or the CDL?
Well, it's a Class B CDL. Oh, okay. The difference between Class A and Class B is the Class A, you can go over 26,001 pounds, you can pull a trailer. Class B, you just have a straight truck, you're getting paid to drive.
On that Class B, you'd be able to run the big snowplow, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think they should visit with you.
Right. I think it's definitely a good conversation to have. I don't know if we are going to do an in-rate tonight. Probably not.
We can okay them.
I'm good to okay them, yeah.
I make a motion that the city hire Rick Crawford as another part-time maintenance person.
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
What are you paying them then?
I think that will have to hinge on a later discussion.
21?
22?
Well, if he gets a CDL, then, you know.
Then you go up.
Then he'll need to go up because he'll be.
I mean, you have to think Luke's been here now. Since 2022, and he's at 22 something.
Okay, yeah.
So we're gonna start him at 21, and if he gets a CDL, we'll get him to 22 or 23.
Yeah, that sounds agreeable to me. If everybody.
Correct, does that work for you?
No. All right, I think we've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Moving right along, we got asphalt in your packet. There's two Anderson bids. Ignore the $39,645. Ignore that page. That is Northgate's portion of the same road. They actually have all the probably says right here. I think they have 1,300 feet. They have the first 1,300 feet on. Northgate Lane. At this time, they're currently not interested in doing it. The mayor came to us originally, well, he's the one, their mayor is originally the one that wanted to do it.
Who was no longer there.
He was no longer the mayor. My question with them is, if they do this, are they going to, they set a 1 foot class one shoulder on it. I would like to see them spray it also. Spray it with that. I think it helps the shoulders stand up longer.
Well, they're in the area right now.
I know, that's why we're trying to, we've already been talking, we've had this conversation's open, all we got to do is, if we pass this, they're going to do that, like, next
week. What's that addition onto that, like you want?
I don't know. It's just something that came up as I was driving around going, huh, they're going to put in class one, they're going to just do class one shoulder.
Right.
Because typically most everywhere, and that'll be different because it won't be a mill and fill, it's just going to be an overlay.
Right.
Is
so you're building up what?
But like the road out here is going to have a 2 foot bituminous or recycled asphalt shoulder. This is going to have a 1 foot class one, which is a heavier clay and 1 inch rock instead of 3/4 rock.
And what you're suggesting is they put like a...
They spray tack over the top, which is the same thing they do with the asphalt. If you look at it, like our road when they redid that, they went through the spray bar and just had 12-inch spray going down.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Spray tack over the top, it helps hold it. Even adding it straight to class 5, it makes it
really holds it. I don't think that's a bad idea. It's going to change the price somewhat. Probably not great.
I hope not. I'll bring it up to them. I just thought of this document.
I guess I think we'd like to vote on this, but maybe we need to make a little leeway for extra if we want to go that route. Or
how would we know what to?
Yeah, I don't. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
That's a big project. Just to add something to, you know. I mean, they said we need to decide on this before summer ends. Because even if they shut down Dobie's pit, they have the Whelan pit. So this price will stay for the summer.
Right. You know, last year it was at $124. We're saving $25,000 this year. And I really want to get this.
And I guess when Chester and I drove it, we really took a long, slow, close look at the road. That was probably the biggest thing that weighed in our minds is we'll probably never get it done this cheap ever again.
Exactly.
It's already gone down $25,000.
Exactly.
Something 20%
or whatever. Yeah.
Theoretically, they'd probably take that $100,000 and throw it at another building, but
right. But we've got to maintain this.
Thing. Right.
For so the dirt.
So this road should be good forever. Then I don't see our kids even around to touch this
right.
road.
And a lot of
it's going to be over 20 years before the next time it's a mill and fill.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I guess at this point I'd like to. I don't know what to say about that other part there, Mark. I don't know how we could.
Let's just vote to do it, and we'll see if we can't just work them into it because we've already kind of got screwed over by the county. I'm very disappointed. In the 136 project and now this one, because when we all stood out here the other day, they all seemed to agree that we could probably put those lath in place, that they were going to blade that across and dump a load of millings in there. So the county comes back and says, no, you're talking to the Anderson brothers on it, and the Anderson brothers says, no, we don't care anything about that, you got to talk to the county about it. So I just got the complete loop.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I think it was, on that, talking to like 4 or 5 different people, spending time on the phone, and it turns out we didn't get anything from the county again, even though they took our access to that pad away, and then
right.
one of the accesses.
Did you speak with Dwayne Dosh then, at the time?
I did talk to Dwayne. Dwayne said, no, you got to talk to this person. This person said, no, you got to talk to that person. Yeah. It just went in a full circle. Not happy.
Well, with that being said, I don't know. Let's see.
I guess I don't.
You have every right to table this if you want to add to it, but if you want to.
I'd really like to get this.
Okay. I'd like to just get it done, and if it's any, if it's less than 3,800. Randy, what do you think 3,800 feet of tack costs? One foot wide.
That converts into gallons would be, it's not a whole hell of a lot yet.
I don't think we might have.
You drop your wand down and away you go, so.
A couple grand?
Yeah, probably.
That's, I'm thinking it's going to be less than $5,000, which is 5% of what we're talking.
How do we want to proceed and?
Let's just proceed with the 99,947. And if I'm talking this spring, the fact is, what's your thoughts on it? You're in the business.
Whether that's worthwhile?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's,
it makes it.
It cuts your weeds down so they can't catch up. And then it adds to the elasticity of the aggregate when you apply it. So.
Could we say we could add up to $5,000 to cover that?
Well, and yep, I think that would more than do it because I don't think we're going to want to do it on all of it either, because some of that shouldering is people that have green lawns right up to the road, and typically when you're shouldering on those ones, you skip over them and then you come back and you hit all those with topsoil. You just want to make sure you've got that when you got your asphalt surface, you've got dirt to it to protect your edge.
Keep that edge from getting busted.
So it's not, so they're not going to spray topsoil because the person's going to want to grow grass. Like Randy said, when they bought it, it doesn't allow weeds and it doesn't allow any growth. But mostly on that north side of that road. So you'd only be looking at 3,800 times a foot because over half the maybe 5,000 feet total, because over half of those places only want green grass, I'm guessing.
So just make a motion for 105,000?
I think so.
Okay. I make a motion for $105,000 for Anderson Brothers to asphalt Northgate Lane.
All right, I have a motion and
second.
I have a second. All in favor?
HVAC. For the St. Cloud refrigeration. $10,000. Where did I never heard it? I thought we were going to Maverick check into this.
This one came as a recommendation from Tom Stover.
Oh.
Highly recommended.
Highly recommended.
He is substantially cheaper.
Well, I think that this is, this is at $13.52 for one visit. Graham is at $9.25 for a visit. And we would have to decide whether we want it once a year or twice a year. SCR has been doing it twice a year for a while now.
We've been doing it twice a year as long as I remember.
Okay, so I mean, we could request Graham to come in twice a year at $9.25 a time rather than $13.52 is what SCR gets.
What were we paying this year or last year?
I think, would that be that, about that $13.52, Ann?
I think it was a little less. They went up.
Around 12.
I would have thought more on 12.
To SCR. And I don't
know. The one thing, they're more familiar with their equipment.
Yeah.
But if these guys are highly recommended, and I don't think it changes one bar to the next that much.
Right.
Graham does all the refrigeration down at Reed's. Just as a reference, he does all the Tom's. Tom, you know, is very, very intelligent on all that. The gentleman that came here He seemed to be able to pinpoint right away, and I don't have my notes, what's going on with the cooler doors and the off sale.
So he did do a walkthrough.
He did. And he said, you know, this 925, it might only be once a year. It might not need to be twice, depending on what he finds.
Well, is he also going to be available for consultation and repairs?
Absolutely.
How many times?
Yep.
Don't we have a refrigerator? We just had a freezer last month, wasn't it?
Well, it still needs, it's a cooler. It still needs some
attention. Yeah, we need two repairs on that through this winter, I think.
Adding Freon, but...
And always on a Sunday.
Emily, can you do something about that Sunday thing?
I just would recommend Graham after meeting with him. So.
Yeah, he seems very willing to help, and I've been ignored by SDR.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice to have somebody else look at it besides SCR also. And if that's who Reeds is using, that's who Tom, and Tom's only, he's got to totally shut his down and totally started his up every year. Mm-hmm. So.
I need a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
For Graham, correct?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Great. And come talk to me. I have the lost staff report from the liquor store. April, we had a profit of $2,463.59. I think that's pretty good. Last year we were $6,800 in the hole for that month. This year's looking good. I don't know, any other discussion on that?
Thanks. Okay. So yes, for the profit this month is at $2,463.59, which would have been more. However, there was two large expenses that hit this month, which was repair and maintenance. There was a bill from last year from SCR for repair and maintenance, which was $2,497.91. And then the professional services, beating the audit that we just had, of $2,268. So without those, we would have been up much more. And looking at the P&L from April of 2024, looks much better. It was at a negative 17.9% of negative $8,064.59. So I have been moving inventory, and I think make some good decisions on just expenses and such. So I mean, I'm still new at these numbers and understanding how that works, but it's looking great. Couple things I just want to go through. My adult Easter party and Cinco de Derby party went off really good. We had a lot of really good feedback. Minimal expenses. It was a lot of fun. I felt like it turned out well. Our next, the end of the month is another big event during Memorial Weekend, like a summer kickoff. So on Sunday the 25th, RNJ Broadcasting is going to be here. Doing a 2-hour live broadcasting from our parking lot, and they're actually giving away 2 Leagues Gym tickets, which is a pretty large value, and then followed by Bigfoot that I'm going to have outside. So we'll have like a little summer kickoff outdoor event that day, so you have to come up. The bar, I'm advertising for kitchen help, kind of staying away from the word cook, and more of like kitchen help. And then also, you know, that teenager, you know, I can hire, you know, teenagers looking for summer jobs, we're looking for something seasonal. I think that would be, you know, good to go forward doing that. I've got radio ads, Facebook, and on-site advertising for help for those positions. I do have a new icebox coming, the small one out here that's up front. I've heard in the past that there have been two, however, a second one will cover up an outlet out there, and then also we've got like landscaping, some shrubs. So Home City Ice, which bought Paul Bunyan, I don't know if you guys knew that, that's who we get our ice from now. They said that they had a history of ice order, and we didn't have the capacity to hold what we need. And so they're bringing us a larger box, which will not cover the outlet out there or the shrubs. And then moving the smaller one to the corner, the west side of the building, on the edge of the concrete there, right next to the driveway. So that's at no extra cost. And
that be 50 leg space?
Yes, we'll have it in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We spoke about this last week, so. I'm on auto delivery, so I don't have to worry about running out of ice, but the ice truck guy, they're like, we would have to stop here like 3 times a week, which isn't feasible for them. So by getting us a bigger ice chest, we can sell more. So making sure that our prices are competitive, the local people. So like to just see them come get ice and liquor here and not drive the extra miles into town. So they'll be moving all that. Chester helped me clear out that space to move it. So, and then I just made sure that it wasn't blocking anything. I did have to order a new kitchen printer. That's been an issue for quite some time now, with staff thinking that it was a ribbon issue, so changing that over, but it's actual printer issue. I found like an extra one in the back, however, it didn't have like a plug-in piece, so kind of just a lot of random parts and pieces. That extra printer is going to cost us $400, but can't order food and expect someone else to cook it without a printer in the kitchen. So we do have the option of returning the one we have right now to get fixed for about $150 and then get it back, but we really only need one printer for the kitchen. So, and then I asked Digital Dining for another credit card machine because currently we have one. I did find that wireless one in back and had got that running with the iPad. However, it's run, the battery dies. It's using and I would not be able to plug it in. We're in the middle where you're building me my island. So the wireless one that we're kind of using as a substitute right now can be moved wherever along with the iPad. So making a third station for a POS station for staff to bring beverages in and having it mobile is nice too. So that's about all I have. Chester's been a lot of help. I just want to let everyone know. And he's, helping like the lawn put straw down the grass seed out here where the horseshoe pits used to be. And bags don't start till the end of the month, so hopefully we'll get a little bit of grass growing. And he checks in with me daily to see if I need anything, and I really appreciate that. It's been a huge help with my job, so. Other than that...
Do you have an update on that carry for the sale off the bar? We were going to put a waitress outside and have her or him or her order from up there.
Yeah, well, so hopefully with the internet could be an issue too, but when I get enough staff, yes, and they should be able to, like, I have been designating, like on the weekends, I'll highlight whether I want someone on the floor in the bar, in the kitchen, or the patio. And the last couple weekends, I've seen patio out there, which has been a lot, really nice. So just kind of dedicating.
Jesse goes up there a lot.
Spots. And does see that too as well. I think it's just about making sure that the staff have their designated areas and that helps get them out there a little bit more. So, but it's a struggle to even just get them on the floor.
Sure.
So, that's all I have other than the resignation from Catherine Miller. So, did anyone have anything for me?
Yeah. Do all your staff have name tags?
No. But on the shirts that I did purchase for them have their names. So I've asked.
I think there's something in the regulations for selling pull tabs. I think you have to have them with that name tag.
No.
No?
Only our staff.
Only
our staff. Change.
If you had like a pull tab booth or something like that.
It's only if they're employed by gambling.
Oh.
If they're employed by the bar, not our employees, we're not paying them, they do not have to wear the name tag.
Oh, okay.
Do we wish they would? Yes. So yes, I'm glad you did that on the shirts. I think that it's even nice. I've seen people or heard people and customers say, oh, that's nice that they have name tags. I didn't know who they are.
Yeah, you don't have to go, hey, you.
Right. Yeah.
It helps, you know, like, oh, they work here, you know.
Yes.
Ask them something.
Which is some say, and then they don't get, they get called by name instead of.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey. Whatever.
The eyes juggle, you know. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
So we would need a motion. I want to ask one thing, though, before she leaves. Okay. So would you like to move her to the first under committee reports now? Bethany's not regularly attending. She's paid, you know, I mean, she's salaried, but still, to sit here.
I've often said that she should be moved up, that should
okay.
be, yeah. And like Chester, too, he should be at the beginning. And
that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Her and Chester should be at the
absolutely,
beginning.
Absolutely, because no, we can deal with anything else.
Okay, I'm just going to do it. You don't need a motion or anything, so.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Tonight was like, oh, all right, yeah, thank you, guys.
I didn't know I was
going
to be called boring.
We sit through the whole thing.
All right, next we need to accept the resignation from Catherine Miller.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we go to purchasing and personnel. I would like approval for Chester Borntrager and Emily Broadhead to obtain city credit cards.
What's their limit?
Well, they just have to follow the purchasing policy.
Which I think is 500, right?
1,000.
Is it 1,000?
It is 1,000.
I'll make that motion. Second, your motion.
I'll make the motion. Mark seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we need to approve the renewal of the 2025-2026 health and dental insurance.
It said the copay was going to increase by $5. What is it now? What are you paying for the copay?
$35.
$35, so mm-hmm. over $40. Okay. On that, I'll make the motion that we approve renewing the 25-26 health and dental insurance for all our employees. So we're only still only have two employees. I should turn my page.
Three, yeah.
But it says here we only have two. Would you like to enroll in two?
Yeah. I mean, they know we have a third. Actually got a bill already for it, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these numbers are.
I don't think they'll change, to be honest, but I can certainly bring that back to you, but I would still need approval.
I make a motion that we approve the renewal.
We have a motion.
Three people.
Thank you. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. LCM insurance waiver form.
This is just a standard form that you do not waive.
Do not waive.
Do not.
I was trying to think how do we do that, but
yes.
It's do not.
Yep.
I'll make the motion that we sign the liability coverage waiver form. This member does not waive the monetary limits on municipal tort liability established by Minnesota statutes, number 466.04.
Okay, I have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we have approval to increase Pat O'Connor, the AIS inspector, to $24 an hour and Alan Jorgensen to $22 per hour. for recommendation of FLPOA.
And they paid them anyway, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
I make the motion.
I second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, review pricing for clerk minutes AI.
You know, and maybe I jumped the gun a little bit. They sent me a card after I inquired. A clerk from Breezy Point recommended it. It's about $100 a month. And what you get out of that is it's AI and they type the minutes for you. Five monthly meetings, three team members. So I would guess it'd be like I could use it, Jessica could use it, and maybe, I don't know if the fire department would use it. So Jesse didn't want to take the minutes.
How does this thing work? It just takes your recording and then...
It does. Yeah.
Then it types it, I believe.
Yep.
So it's going to then, if you did that, I would like to try it and see how it worked once. Because if you want to put all the little jibber jabber in between versus the condensed version that
right.
we need here, which actually I love the way she's highlighted. On the consent agenda, motions and
yep.
whatnot on here.
There is a 7-day free trial. So I thought, how about if next month at the meeting we use it and then we see how it goes?
Yeah,
like I said, go from there.
If we get it, I think it'd be nice if we could use it for this meeting, zoning, fire, so anything that we need, even maybe some of our committee meetings, we can use it.
Well, will that change,
cut
though,
the hours
if we go to PARA? Wasn't something going to change if we do that?
It would eliminate the treasurer's position. But, yeah, we could use that for secretary there. But at this point, Andy, would you want to read the condensed version? I don't know if you saw Keith wrote for our meeting. Or would you like the hour and a half, 2 hours that we... talk about it. And every subject, just like here, is a 5 to 15 minute discussion.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I think it'd be nice to try it.
Can do it. You'd narrow it down.
Well, the thing is, though, is if it's AI, they don't know who's talking.
They do. This one does. It says assign names to each speaker.
It'll do voice recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you set a 7-day free trial.
Yeah, so if I start it before the next council meeting.
I'll try it once.
Yeah, you know, I feel that it's got to pay for itself. And that's why using it in as many places as we can would justify it even better.
So you're going to be documenting every meeting to that extent?
I don't know. I guess I'd like to see what becomes of it. That 7-day trial might be a good shot just to see if it is what we want.
I bet it's smart enough. It's not going to put in the mumbo jumbo. No, I'm not saying mumbo jumbo.
We give it a shot, see what it does, and then decide if we want to.
And it might be a hard no.
Try.
It was just recommended. Highly
maybe
recommended.
Are there other cities using it?
Yeah, Breezy Point. It was the only one I talked to at election training. Yeah, Deb Runsmaker.
You know, if it's just for this meeting, I don't think it'd be worth it. But that's why I say if we can get it in other places, it'd make it more workable.
Well, like Gary had asked me too, okay, you know, last month we didn't have Zoom, so I said to Jessica, you're paying two of us to sit here. I sat here because I was in the training process and trying to get my 32 hours a week. And, there's really no other cities that have a deputy clerk sitting at the meetings. I feel, and she's wonderful, but I just feel financially I'm not doing the city justice by having the two of us sit here. She can listen to it off of this, or I can, and type the minutes. But then Gary asked, okay, well then it's sitting at the meeting, then it's typing the minutes, which sometimes can take a while. You know, you're going to have a 2-hour meeting tonight, so it's probably going to take 4 hours for sure of listening. You know, to go through it, get the motions right and all that. So you think about that, is it a cost savings? Is all I'm looking at.
Right. So that means we're gonna take 2 hours off hour off each of your times every week? Or?
No, it's up to Henry's four.
Maybe it'll alleviate a little bit.
No, then they get to do other stuff.
So, just food for thought, that's all.
Okay, so then let's see. Discuss purchasing additional property, which we already kind of touched on that, but I don't know if what we...
Well, at this point, $7,500 is almost... And the real estate's changed since we... That was 6 months ago.
Should we relook into that and change our offer?
To go higher or lower?
Higher. The real estate's changed. No?
You don't think it's changed?
We'll stick with that and let's see what they come back at.
Sure.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah. We got to start a negotiation.
Now, do we have Tom write up something official?
He should do some checking on it. She'll get back to us.
But that'll be a piece of real estate regardless whether we build now or 10 years from now.
It's very valuable.
That's going to be the ideal. If Tom sells just one more acre over there, think about going over to the foundation. I don't want to cut down them trees that are 75 and 250 years old.
No. That's a beautiful
lot. The whole thing about that lot. It's like, I wouldn't want to touch it. Other than maybe putting a garden in the back, like,
community garden?
Kelly, no. Who's our, just got off calling, who's?
Jill.
It's a long day. I think what Tom said is if you guys want him to initiate a letter, discuss, do you want to make an offer at 7,500, 5 acres, make a motion on that, and then he will draft up.
Do you want him to draft? I would like to. And we need a closer in the end. I don't wonder if we just don't want to write a letter, a handwritten letter from you, and we all sign it. Say, would you accept $7,500 an acre for 5 acres, and we'll take care of all
surveying,
all costs. We'll cover all. We'll buy it for $7,500 an acre, and we'll cover all costs. And I would respect a handwritten letter from somebody a lot more than I'd respect one from a lawyer, because what are they trying to hide when you go through a lawyer?
Well, it's much more
from
personal.
From the city.
It'll be on our city letterhead. It'll be from us, not from Tom. He'll just draft it for us. But well, or maybe AI can write it for me. I don't know.
Well, there you go. Part of your 7-day trial, I may have written it.
If you were to draft it now, assigned a tool, it could go either way.
But I think we do need to move forward on that.
Definitely.
Because the committee, for one, until we only get more dirt, they don't know what they're doing with their committee.
Exactly. We've had one meeting on the fireball meeting, I'll call it. And a lot of our thoughts have hinged on having that property.
I'm now waiting up to excuse me for a few minutes.
Do you just want to make a motion that we write a letter?
I'll make a motion that we write a letter to Skeet and Julie. Mark and Julie. Offer of $7,500 per acre for 5 acres, and that we would the closing costs we would also
survey closing.
Well, that's why you should run it through the attorney just to make sure we got all the buttons pushed.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I can go either way. I'm closing that. Yeah. I'm going either way. But.
Well, you got closing costs, and you got surveying, you got
the title,
all of that. Just so it's out there, so we don't miss something.
Is that a second on that?
Yeah.
All right, I have. Well, do I wait for Mark, or should we? All right, I'm going to call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We have a quorum anyhow, so. Okay, unfinished business. Oh, I just want to read this as far as the unfinished business goes. This is a thank you card from the Emily Food Shelf, I believe. On behalf, yeah, it is. It says here, on behalf of the Emily Food Shelf, I wish to thank you for your recent donation of $500. We will add this to others received during our March matching campaign to maximize our funds during the 2025 to continue to support the needs of our area citizens. Sincerely, the Emily Food Shelf.
Then I just wanted to point out on page 33 is a memo from the county regarding the bridge replacement on Crooked Creek.
Yeah, I'm thinking of next year for this to 28.
Yeah.
So it's a ways down the road.
And then page 34, that you're invited to a Crow Wing County informational workshop in Cross Lake at the gathering on June 4th.
Okay, and with that, we've got an open forum. And nobody seems to want to talk. I will ask for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.